this up there. Maybe I won't knock it off. Holy Ghost is here.
Amen. Woo.
Amen. Amen. Holy Ghost is here.
Amen.
I can feel it in the atmosphere. Aren't you glad we don't have to pray anything down? It happened on the day of Pentecost, and he's still going strong today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We praise and worship to get ourselves out of the way so God can just come in and do what he wants to do.
Amen.
Amen. He wants to be here more than anything we could ever imagine. Amen. So we just continue this morning to welcome the Holy Spirit in the house. Let's just stand to our feet this morning. I don't know what you may or may not have been through this week or thinking about what's going to happen next week or maybe this afternoon when you get home or something this morning. But I've come with a barrier of good news today. Jesus is still Lord.
Amen.
Amen. There's nothing that you're going through right at this moment that he already doesn't already know about. And he already has taken care of it. And that's such good news because we don't have to worry about the future and what may be down the road because he's already gone before us to take care of it. Amen. And so that's good news. And the good news that I have for you today is that you're being stalked. Well, you may say, Pastor Charlotte, that's not a very good word in the day which we live in, especially. But I have good news today. You've been stalked. Barnum's learning a new song called something about the goodness of God. And I've been thinking about that ever since Wednesday night. And I found a word. Amen. I found a word. It says that in Psalms 23 in the last verse, David says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me when all the days of my life. Did you know that goodness and mercy is stalking you right now?
Amen.
Amen. So when you go out in public and say, Lord, you're my protector and goodness and mercy is following me and nothing bad can harm me. Amen. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Now, I like that word follow. It's from the Hebrew word R-A-D-A-P-H, and it means to pursue, to set off after someone in order to catch him. You cannot get away from the goodness of God. Even David said, Amen. It doesn't matter where
Amen.
I go.
Amen.
God, you're there.
Amen.
Amen. Goodness and mercy are pursuing you today. They are pursuing you, this mercy and goodness, goodness and mercy, in order to catch you every single day. Amen. Favor of the Lord follows me surely. Faithfulness of the Lord follows me surely. Goodness. He forgives all of our faults, which means he is our assurance from Christ. Mercy. Surely means without a doubt. It means confidence and assurance. And we get that confidence and assurance from what? The Holy Spirit that lives in us. Goodness and mercy, I call them the hound dogs of heaven. You put a blunt hound on a scent, and they're not going to lift their head until they pursue, as they pursue and they catch what they're after. And that is the way the Holy Spirit is with us. No matter how far we think we've gone from God, you can't get away from his presence. Isn't that wonderful? The hound dog of heaven is after you today. The hound dog of mercy and goodness is pursuing you this morning. That is good news. Amen. So we're here in the house today to worship the Lord and to just come into his presence today. So whatever's happened this week, I just want you to lift your hands right now and say, God, I'm going to forget about everything except concentrate on worshiping you this morning. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this place to come and do only what you can do. Every person that's walked into this place today, God, they're not going to leave here like they came in Jesus' name. Your mercy is and your goodness is pursuing us today, Lord, and it's catching up with us all the days of our lives. Father, we thank you that we've come into this place today to hear from you, to worship you, to be encouraged, Lord, through your word and through this time of praise and worship. And everything that may be on our mind, we just roll it over onto you right now. You say to cast all of our care upon you because you care for us. We come against every distraction in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over this property, over this building from corner to corner, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, shall succeed at reaching its intended purpose. Thank you, Lord, for your favor today. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
And just remember, church, that God is for you and not against you. Amen.
You have done great things, God. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with a song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us, and now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign on us.
God, you have done great things. God, you give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with a song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign on us. You're the faithful one when the world's falling apart. So let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign on us. How deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love, is your love. How deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love. Is your love, oh God. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign on us. You're the faithful one. When the world's falling apart, so let your mercy reign, let your mercy reign on us.
Hallelujah. Get that picture in your mind now.
Thank you, Lord God.
That God's running after you.
Thank you,
Jesus. I catch him going, hey, where's Laverne? Okay, Laverne. I've got goodness and mercy, and I think Pastor Cheryl and I must have been on the same track today. We're going to introduce you in our worship service here to a song called The Goodness of God. And it's all about the goodness of God running after you. Hallelujah. But I got a couple of scriptures that if this doesn't set you running, I don't know what will. Because you know, Pastor Shirley said that goodness and mercy are following you and they're going to catch you, right? Well, in Exodus 34:6, it says, and the Lord passed by before him. Now, this was when Moses was on the cliff of the rock. And the Lord passed by so Moses could experience him and see him. And it said, and the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth. And then First Chronicles says, in 16:34, It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy and loving kindness endure forever." And then she read, I'm going to read that one last again, but I want to go to James 1:7, and I wonder how many of you remember this scripture verse where it says, James 1:7. That's not the right. 17, okay. "Every good and every perfect gift is from above, and it comes down from the Father of all that gives light, in the shining of whom there can be no variation, rising or setting or shadow cast by his turning as in an eclipse." You know, if it's good, it's from God. If it's not good, it didn't come from God.
Yes.
If something's running after you and it's not good, reject it and don't accept it because it's not God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how much more simple you can get. If it's good, it's from God. All right, and then I want to turn to Psalm 27:13. Oh, I love these scriptures. Okay, 27:13 says this. What would have become of me had I not believed that I would see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living? What would have become of me if I had not seen the goodness of the Lord down through my life? And then we've got 107. And we're going to get back into the music, but I've got to share this before we do the song. 107:8-9 says, "Oh, that men would praise and confess to the Lord for his goodness," there it is again, "and loving kindness and his wonderful works to the children of men." You read that chapter, 107, and it talks about men, because of their own, the way they lived, get in prison, and guess what? They call on to God, and guess what happens? They're delivered. Men, because of their own lifestyles, living, they get sick, and guess what they do? They call on God, and he does what? He sends his word, and he heals them. So God's saying, "I'm good. I've got goodness and mercy for you." And when Psalm 23 says, "Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life," well, she says they follow you in a place. And I tell you that when you walk in a place, the atmosphere changes. You know why? You've got goodness and mercy with you. And when you leave that atmosphere a different. So everywhere I go, I've got goodness and mercy with me. So I'm going to leave goodness and mercy. The impression that I want to leave with people is what?
Goodness and mercy.
Goodness and mercy. Because the Bible says they're mine. I love the song. You may have heard it. If not, you'll catch on it really, really quick. It's called "The Goodness of God." And the fact that every moment I wake, I want to be speaking the goodness of God. The world has got enough turmoil in it, church.
Mm-hmm.
Circumstances out there trying to destroy you. We need to speak the goodness of God.
I love you, Lord. Your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You've led me through the fire in darkest night. You were close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I've surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Come on, church.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. 'Cause your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
All my life you have been faithful.
Amen.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah. Jesus, we love you today. I love you, Lord.
Your mercy never fails me.
And all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you were close like no other.
I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Your goodness, come on now.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. 'Cause your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We praise
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Lord
Hallelujah.
God, your mercy. It's Woo. Running after me. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Do you know we come in here to church? We come in to be blessed, to be ministered to give, to share, to worship, to praise, and to know that if we've got anything we need to lay down before the Lord, that we can do it. And He heals the brokenhearted. He heals those that are sick in their mind. He heals those that are sick in their bodies today. Jesus can heal you everywhere you hurt. He can free you. So lift your voice in praise, 'cause Jesus can heal you everywhere you hurt. Jesus can heal you everywhere you hurt. He can free you. So lift your voice in praise, 'cause Jesus can heal you everywhere you hurt.
Everywhere you
that's right.
And you know what it talks
so
about?
So lift your voice in praise, 'cause Jesus can heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt.
You know something? When we talk about Jesus can heal you everywhere you hurt, you've got to understand that that's just not limited to your physical body. We're not talking about just pains that you have because of some physical problem. There are people that are hurting much worse because of something that's non-physical. In their emotions, in their mind, in their family situation, in their job even. And we hurt. These things hurt us. But it doesn't mean that just anywhere in your body where there's pain, He will heal you, which is true. It means anywhere in any aspect of your life where there's hurting, Jesus can heal you. Let's sing it again.
You want to sing it again? Jesus.
So you just ask Him, while we're singing, you just in your own way, reach out to Him.
Everywhere
Jesus, help me.
He can free you. So lift your voice in praise, 'cause Jesus can heal you everywhere you hurt. Jesus can heal you everywhere you hurt.
Thank you, Lord,
can
for your healing power right
you.
Now.
So
lift
your
in every
voice
aspect of our lives,
praise,
Lord God.
'Cause Jesus,
let that power of Jesus flow
for
us.
You everywhere you hurt.
Everywhere we hurt, Lord.
So lift your voice in praise, 'cause Jesus can heal you everywhere you are.
you heard. Everywhere you heard. Jesus, I give you all my heart. For everything you are, oh Jesus, there's no one else like you, so faithful and so true. How I love you.
Tell him, church.
How I love you. Jesus, I worship at your throne. I worship you alone. Oh, Jesus, holiest of all, on my knees I fall. How I love you. How I love you. How I love you. I really love you.
Sing that part again, church. Tell him you love him.
How I love you. How I love you. How I love you. I really love you.
Lord, we praise you for today. Thank you, Father God,
thank
for
you.
Your mercy. We said to sing about our mercy and this goodness, Father God, and for your love. And I thank you, Father God, that
yes.
We are forgiven. We worship and praise you for your mighty forgiveness, Father God.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me
because you died and rose again.
Do that again, church.
I'm forgiven. Because you were forsaken, I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be? That you, my King, would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. And it's my joy to honor you.
Amazing love.
What are we doing?
I'm forgiven. Because you were forsaken, I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me
because you died and rose again.
Amazing love.
Amazing love. How can it be?
That you, my King, will die for me.
Amazing love, I know it's true.
And it's my joy to honor you.
in all I do.
I honor you.
You are my king.
You are my king. You are my king. Jesus, you are my king. Jesus, you are my king. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my king, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. And it's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you in all I do. Let me honor you.
Say that again, church.
In all I do, I honor you.
You know, I want you to be seated. We're going to take up the offering. And I forgot about it during the other songs, but God is so faithful and so merciful that I read two things this week that bothered me. Years ago, when I guess it's 20 years ago or more, there was a situation where a man by the name of Josh Harris wrote a book about encouraging young people just to date, to stay morally true and just to date. And he got a lot of recognition for that. Father, you can go ahead and take up the offering. Thank you for your blessings in Jesus' name. And then he got married, and they wrote a book about their marriage and, you know, staying true to each other and being morally strong. And he just recently came out after 15 years and said, I just want to let everybody know. This was on Facebook.
Pastored a mega church.
He pastored a mega church. He went in and went on to pastor. He said, I'm walking away from Christianity as we know it. I'm leaving it. Said, I'm divorcing my wife. He said, and I want to apologize to everybody out there that read those books that I wrote and the things I said. He said, I apologize to the LGBTQ movement because I criticized them and I spoke against them. He came out and he said, I am no longer a Christian. Well, I was just like, what happened to this young man? Well, there was a response by another man that used to be like an older brother to him in the Lord. And he told the guy, he said, Josh, he said, I would have called you and said this to you personally, but I didn't have your phone number and nobody would give it to me. So since you made this announcement on Facebook, I'm going to address what you said on Facebook. And he went on to say, Josh, I was there when I know all about you writing the book. I know all about the things that, you know, and I know about your church and all that. And he says, you say you're walking away from Christianity. And I'm just going to give you the little what I got from what he said. But he basically said, Josh, what you're walking away from is a Christian culture you were raised up in, that you never developed a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because when you develop a relationship with Jesus Christ and you know him personally, you will go through things, but you will not walk away from him. But you can walk away from Christian culture. And I thought, oh my God, in the church, we grow up in the church, we have children's church, we have preschool, and you know, we talk about, you know, getting to our youth and everything, but I want to tell you something. If those children and those youth and those adults, they can go to church all their lives and be involved in Christian culture, and if they never accept Jesus Christ as their Savior
And if they don't develop a personal relationship with Him, they've just been involved in a Christian culture. And when the first challenge of the world comes, they talk about 60% of kids that are raised in church, when they go off to school or work, they all of a sudden, they believe, well, I don't know if you have to get saved through Jesus. I think everybody's probably saved. What has happened? And that guy hit it on the nail. He said that we have been involved so too many times in Christian culture, and we're not allowing kids and youth and adults to experience Jesus.
Oh,
and
we're not challenging them to
be challenged. What?
We're not challenging
right.
them.
Right. And he told Josh, he said, Josh, you just live by a bunch of formulas. You thought if I say this and I do this and live by a bunch of formulas that everything's going to be all right. Listen, I want to tell you something. You got to live by Jesus.
Amen.
You got to experience Jesus. And, you know, I'm thinking about the song, How I Love You. You know, we've got to experience the love of God. And I think of the kids that I know of kids that they're out doing their own thing. They went on missions trips. They were involved in every kind of youth activity you can name. Now, it didn't affect all of them. Some of them genuinely had an experience with God. But some of them walked away from God for years before they ever came back to Him. Praise God, they came back to Him. What am I saying? We've got to experience the Lord and not just be wrapped up in a feel-good, be involved where everybody's doing what I'm doing. Because when you get out there in the real world or when you get in a marriage and all of a sudden it's no fun anymore, they're not acting like Jesus. You've got to know how to stand on the Word of God and have a relationship with Jesus to where you can bring that marriage back where it needs to be. Glory to God. You know, in this song, How I Love You, sing that part.
How I love you. How I love you.
Sing it again.
How I love you.
Ooh. Come on.
How I love you. How I love you. Ooh. I really love you.
Do it again, church. Sing to Him.
How I love you. How I love you. How I love you. I really love you.
Lord God Almighty, we love you so much today. We praise you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father, for your goodness that's running after us. And Father God, it's going to catch up with us in the favor and mercy of God. And then when we leave a place, Father God, we're going to leave a place better off than it was when we walked in.
Amen.
Because of the power of your Spirit working in us. Thank you for the power of your Word. Thank you for this church. Thank you, Father God, that we are not just a Christian culture. But Father God, we are born again, Spirit-filled, faith walking and talking believers in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
Amen. Amen.